Joseph never applied to be the boss. It was observed. And when things are done before the Lord in the right moral way, things will be observed. Things will be noticed. I just want to suggest to you, Joseph means he shall increase. And how wonderful it is that you and I will understand that I'm here in this scene so that he will be increased. The knowledge of Christ will be increased to others. Joseph lived up to it. He never asked anything and for anything. He never did. It was always coming to him. And if we are serving the living God and have our confidence in the Lord, that brethren, whatever ambition we might have and whatever goals we might have, is there anything wrong with goals? I don't think so. Is there anything wrong of desiring a certain career? Nothing at all, as long as it's nothing illegal or something against God's mind. Let's put things in order. But the problem it becomes when I go after it so much that I lose sight of the Lord. But if I am taking up a certain career and the Lord is in it, everything will be presented to me in its right time. So there's nothing wrong with work. There's nothing wrong with having a plan or a position you like to have. But as we were reminded, we don't do things like the people of this world. We do it knowing that the Lord is no man's debtor. And as we were reminded earlier, he that honors me, I will honor him or she. So we have to learn from these examples as we go on with our daily things, starting tomorrow and after the conference and Monday, that we do things as unto the Lord, and he will bring things to pass, and he will give us the desires of our heart as long as we delight ourselves in him. Just wondering if you want to bring us to the jail. We're still trying to figure out POS.
No,
I'd like to focus on one thing about the life of Joseph in the house of Potiphar. I'd like to connect it to the Ark of Covenant. When Israel was allowed attacked by the Philistines in the sovereignty of God, the Ark of Covenant was taken away from the midst of Israel. And the Ark of Covenant landed in Abinadab's house. And after that, David took from there to, he was trekking, and again he stumbled, his cart stumbled, and the Ark of Covenant fell down. Uzzah tried to cut hold of the Ark of Covenant, and he found dead. And that Ark of Covenant we see in the house of Obed-Edom. In the house of Obed-Edom. And in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11, it is said that, and the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, saying, the Lord hath blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that pertaineth unto him because of the Ark of Covenant, the Ark of God. So David went and brought up the Ark of God to the house of Obed-Edom. From here, what we can understand is that when we keep place, Joseph was in the house of Potiphar as a picture of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And here we see Ark of the Covenant, the picture of Lord Jesus Christ in Obed-Edom's house. And that household was blessed, and Potiphar's household was blessed. So, when Lord Jesus Christ came into our life, oh, how much spiritual blessings we got. And when we give place in our family, Lord Jesus Christ, oh, what a household that household would be. And what I understand is that when Lord Jesus Christ will have full sway in 1,000-year reigns in this world, the whole world will be blessed with all spiritual blessings. And with all spiritual blessings, we are blessed with heavenly blessings. So we should be encouraged to give Lord Jesus Christ the central place in our life, in our family, in our assembly.
This must have been what Joseph was concentrating on, because as we go into the prison, you just think of what Joseph has done so far and heard today. He thought he was doing something good, bringing evil report to his father, and his brethren hated him. Then he obeyed his father, and his brethren threw him in a pit. Then he did well under Potiphar, did worked his tail off and worked very hard, and now he's in jail. Why would he want to work hard in jail? What's the next step? Death? There's not really any much lower he can go here. But in verse 21, we see that the Lord was with him and showed him mercy. Again, back to the, as we just heard, the Ark of the Covenant blessed the house of Obed-Edom. And Joseph must have just been thinking of the mercy of the Lord, knowing that, again, maybe he knew the interpretation of the dreams, knowing that the Lord would raise him up in his time. And it's just something, the great faithfulness of this man, Joseph. I'm not sure we've spoken of his faithfulness at all, but the fact that he was faithful to the Lord for about 13 years, I guess. We read him 17 years old in verse chapter 37, and then in the next chapter, when Pharaoh, or maybe the chapter after, when Pharaoh raises him up, he's 30 years old. So for 13 years, he was basically living, he had nothing for him. He kept being punished, and he kept being put into bad situations, yet he never gave up on the Lord. And what a faithful person that even when he goes to jail, the jail would be blessed. I said it didn't prosper, but the end of verse 23, it prospered. I'm not sure how it prospered, but maybe it was cleaner or something. But the fact that he was there, even the jail prospered. What a faithful man of God we see here.
The one thing you see with Joseph as well is he does seem to get bitter with these things, even though he's innocent and is being punished for being innocent in a way. He ran out of the house, which is, I guess it'll be in the next reading that we'll discuss this as well. But still, he's thrown in jail unjustly and doesn't take it as, oh, why is this happening to me? That's a hard thing.